This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Companies are finding it costly and cumbersome to offer products that are free of genetically modified ingredients. That's why industry experts say the growing GMO-free trend could lead to a price spike for consumers. General Mills recently announced its original Cheerios would be made free of GMO ingredients. Ahead of the announcement, it took a year to track down the needed ingredients. General Mills Global Communication Executive Tom Forsyth says it would be difficult, if not impossible, to do the same thing with their other products. Even so, many food manufacturers are looking at making the switch because of consumer demand. The Non-GMO Project is a third-party verification program that grants manufacturers a license to use a seal signifying their products have been audited to assure they contain no more than 0.9% GMO. According to the Non-GMO Project, the number of non-GMO verified products surged to 14,800 in 2013, a huge jump from 4,000 in 2011. Sales of verified products hit $5 billion last year. There are some interesting dynamics happening in both the cattle and hog markets this week. I spoke with Arlen Suderman of Water Street Solutions for an analysis of what we're seeing.
Well, we had some very impressive prices for boxed beef on Monday when the markets were closed. Boxed beef prices were $2 to $3 higher, and we saw good movement for Monday. That was encouraging, so that's giving us early strength today. But packer margins are still estimated to be minus $125 a head, so something has to give. But overall, we're seeing some stability come back to the fat cattle market. When we look at feeder cattle, they are following the fat cattle market higher. They're watching the corn prices closely, but overall seeing them move higher as well on the cash as well as the futures. As we look at the hog complex, the February's rolled off the board now. The cash market is trending higher. The cash index has been up 19 days in a row now. We're starting to see the effects of the PED virus start to reach the marketplace, with weights starting to turn lower very slowly and the numbers of hogs starting to be affected. Now, not major ways, but we are starting to see the trend start to happen. That's giving a lot of boldness to futures traders to push lean hog futures higher. I personally think that the April contract is probably going too high too fast relative to the cash market, but it's pretty hard to prove them wrong right now this far ahead of expiration.
Now, with the lower number of cattle, lowest numbers than we've seen in a while, and now with the hog populations decreasing, what's going to happen to livestock feed? We were hoping that the hog industry would be able to step up and make up for the gap that the cattle industry would be leaving, but it looks like that might not happen now.
Well, that's creating quite a debate right now in the corn market because USDA made the significant increase in feed usage estimate on its balance sheet. And so many in the trade say, well, you can't justify feed usage that high. I agree with them, and I think USDA's feed estimate is too high. However, I've also noticed the tendency that when supplies are ample, USDA does tend to have high feed usage estimates, and they tend to stick with it. And when tight supplies are the problem, then they tend to have numbers that are really too low to be justified, and they tend to stick with it. So while I think they're too high in their feed estimate, I'm not sure we're going to get any type of adjustment for USDA to really influence the markets.
Something to watch out for.
Absolutely. One thing is for sure, uncertainty will remain, and it will keep volatility in the market. Traders love volatility.
Again, that was Arlen Suderman of Water Street Solutions. That's all for part one of this afternoon's farm show. Stay tuned for part two coming up after this.
Thousands of farmers every year depend on federal crop insurance to help protect their income from unavoidable loss. And many of those farmers depend on Country Financial Agent Wayne Schaefer to help sort through all the programs available and find the best one to meet their needs. Remember, you can depend on Country for all your farm insurance needs. So from the time you put it in the planter till the time it comes out of the ground, you've got coverage from Wayne Schaefer, your Country agent in Jerseyville, an equal opportunity provider. Give us a call at 498-5800.
Hi, I'm Kristen Treese with M&M Service Company. Up until recently, the words convenient and financing didn't mix, but the FS AgriFinance program has changed that. FS AgriFinance enables you to secure financing through M&M Service Company for all your farming input needs. So not only do you save time, but your production needs and financial plans are all handled by people who understand your business the way you do. Ask about FS AgriFinance from M&M Service Company today. It's custom financing at your convenience.
Extra pounds are not healthy, so slim down for spring by counting calories and fat grams right now. Eat balanced meals in moderation with plenty of farmer-owned Prairie Farms low-fat and non-fat dairy products like non-fat cottage cheese and non-fat sour cream, as well as skim, 0.5% and 1% milk. Plan your snacks by including Prairie Farms low-fat yogurt. And for extra vitamin C while losing weight, remember 100% pure Prairie Farms orange juice. Taste the homemade goodness of Prairie Farms, farmer-owned.
If fuel prices are costing you a small fortune, Area Diesel Service can help with 5 new Agricultural Diesel Solutions modules. Now over 400 applications can get up to 35% more horsepower. And these performance modules aren't just for combines. There are modules for light and medium duty trucks. Truck Edition modules will give your Powerstroke, Cummins, Duramax, Dodge, Caterpillar, and International pickups and work trucks increased horsepower and up to 3 more miles per gallon. Call 800-637-2658 or go to areadieselstore.com for more details.
Pork brings us the wonderful smells of bacon frying, pork chops grilling, and ham fresh from the oven. But the farms? Not so much. Anyone who's driven by a hog house knows that the odors are far from pleasant. However, Tang Lim, University of Missouri Extension Assistant Professor of Agricultural Systems Management, is working with biofilters to reduce the odor, dust, and gas emissions from typical swine operations. He's focusing on different types of material within the biofilters, including several types of wood chips and a puffed plastic material.
Throughout our experience, we know that certain materials work better, and then we're trying to evaluate the other potential media. Basically, it's looking at improving this type of small-scale biofilters for odor control.
When producers try to expand their operations or build a new barn, often neighbors have concerns about the odors. Biofiltration is one of the least expensive ways to reduce odors and dust, and Lim says it should be part of farmers' best management practices. In many cases, Lim says a swine facility doesn't need 99% elimination of odor.
Usually there is some distance between the farm and the closest neighbors, so it has to be evaluated on the farm needs. The best thing to do is to rely on environment, dispersions, whatever materials that's living out there in the wilderness will take care of some of the degradation of the odorous material over time. But what this do is that it minimizes some of the immediate releases or exhaust from the barns.
Through this biofilter research, Lim is trying to develop a complete system with different packages that fit different farms.
Every farm is different, so we are trying to provide different options, viable options, sustainable options for people to use.
Lim says as hog operations expand, it is critical that they be responsible for the environment and their community and neighbors as well. For FFA Week, I spoke to some FFA students in our listening area to hear about some of the activities they do. One thing open to FFA students are Supervised Agricultural Experiences, or SAEs. I spoke with Morrisonville FFA member Joey Fall about his corn-related SAE project.
Yes, I worked on it, and Mr. J got me into the grain show, and I thank him on that. And I'm very pleased on how I did in there.
So have you learned anything through your corn SAE project?
Yeah, I learned that different hybrids and different how you can have different seeds and what populations you have and a bunch of stuff.
And you said that you're a freshman, so what are your goals for high school, especially when you're focusing on FFA?
I hope to be an officer one day and hopefully work on getting my state degree whenever I'm a senior, and hopefully that turns out good.
All right, and you're happy with the FFA so far? Had some good experiences?
Yep, I attended the National FFA Convention. I'm glad I got to do that. It was very nice, and I'm glad Mr. Justin asked me to go on that.
SAEs aren't the only thing FFA members can do. The Morrisonville FFA chapter also has a field plot where they can get some first-hand field experience. I spoke with Jaron Thomas about his experience with the FFA plot.
Yeah, the FFA ag plot. I'm glad that Mr. J has ground that we can go out there, and it helps us a lot more in agriculture, learning hands-on out there, learning about soybeans and corn hybrids. We got to do yield checks and learn about lodging, canopying, and we did some fertilizer checks, and FS helped us out with that, and I thank you for that.
And where do the funds for this plot go?
We put them right back into FFA, and the trips we take, and we harvest the ag plot for money to pay for stuff in FFA.
And as I understand, you don't just work outside in the field. You've been doing some work in your shop here.
Yeah, Mr. J gladly just got us a forge after we went to Carlinville and got a little like hands-on training with a forge, and then we got one here and we've got it running, and all the kids really enjoy it.
So not just during FFA week, but all year round, FFA members are busy with quite an assortment of projects. That's all for this afternoon's Farm Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.